Hi guys, today I wanted to talk about the patterns in our life. Last week we spoke about life's lessons and the hero's journey, how we gain information, advice and lessons along the way, and some things we forget and some things we have to be taught a few times before it really gets ingrained in us. And I wanted to think about and talk about today how there are certain patterns in our life that are also giving us information, but a lot of us are unaware. This is where self-awareness comes into it. I advocate a lot for self-awareness. As soon as I learned what it was, I realised it's something that we all need and it can help us so much. As long as we don't take it too far, it can help us so much to be more attuned to what we're doing, how we're feeling, what we're thinking and feeling, and basically what's going on in our lives. Because I know for me that a lot of the distress that I get in certain areas of my life comes from the fact that I don't know what's going on, or I feel out of control of what's going on. But instead, with some self-awareness, you're able to be more sure or at least have an idea of what's going on and why. An example that I did in my blog was I was having anxiety, high anxiety levels, and I told my partner that I felt anxious, and he said to me, and quite rightly so, well, what's making you anxious? And I kind of struggled to answer that question. Upon reflection later, I figured out the answer, but at the time, I didn't know what it was. And again, on my blog, I've been talking about things like defining the areas of our lives, defining what things actually mean for us. And one of the things that I think is important to define is your fears. So if you actually know what you're afraid of on a big scale, on a small scale and everything in between, then that means that you're knocked sideways a lot less. And it means that when you do get anxious, it's probably likely that one of your fears has been triggered or one of your emotional, you know, wounds has been triggered. Again, that comes down to self-awareness. It comes down to doing the emotional work. All things that I've kind of got from Brené Brown, and things that a lot of it is on my website. You can go check it out. There's so much resources that are on there that every time I learn something new about this concept, I write about it. And I've also got workbooks on my website. There's ones on confidence, ones on feeling stuck in life, low moods, your emotional wounds. All that stuff is on my website. So just go to srcrawford.co.uk/workbooks and you can find those, download them for free, fill them in, and hopefully to have some time to self-reflect and get some self-awareness to realize what's going on inside of you, what's going on inside your head, inside your heart, inside your spirit. So bringing it right back, like I say, when you don't know things, when you're not sure of things, then you can be in a place of feeling out of control, feeling like you're at the mercy of the universe, like things are just happening to you that are random. But I don't believe that everything is random. And a lot of the things could be more in our control, or at least better understood, if we were aware of the patterns in our life. So this is things like, I don't know, like if you keep failing in the same way, or your relationships keep ending and you keep thinking like, well, what have I done? What's so awful about me? But there's probably some patterns that you or the people that you are choosing to be in a relationship with are doing. You know, the same things are happening again and again, causing the same results. But if you're not aware of it, if you're not picking up on these patterns, then you can keep making the same mistakes, right? And I think that's true for all of us. It doesn't have to be necessarily relationships. It could be with our work or the way we treat people. Like, I don't know, it could be a multitude of things. It's just that if you carry on being unaware of those patterns, then you will lose sight of what you are causing to happen in your life. It's not that there's any outside circumstances. It's that you're either doing things, subconsciously, of course, that are causing the circumstances that you're in, or you're allowing things to continue being the way they are because you're unaware of what's causing it. So a big one for me, and something that was really interesting for me when I listened to the Alison Awesome with Alison podcast, she said something like, I think it was suffering, or I think it was like self-doubt can be a habit. And she said that overwhelm can be a habit. And when she said that, like, it really struck me, because I was like, well, damn, yeah, I've never thought about it like that. That it might not be that your life is so bad, but it might be that your mind is so used to doing the same things over and over again that it's become a habit. So if you're somebody who feels overwhelmed a lot, feels stressed out a lot, or somebody who's naturally doubting yourself all the time, think about it. Are you causing that to happen? Are you doing it by default because you're so used to it that it's become a habit? Habits are things that are formed over time. It's things that we do each day that we don't even know that we're doing. And that's things like picking up your phone without even realizing or consciously making the decision to do so. We pick up our phones all the time out of habit, right? So the same thing could be happening to you with things like, she said, overwhelm and self-sabotage, self-doubt. It can be things like hopelessness, thinking that your life is totally out of your hands, that the whole world is against you and you're such a victim. That can be a habit. And if you're not aware of it being a habit, if you're not aware of it being a pattern in your life, then like I say, it will continue to happen and you'll keep pointing the finger at everybody else and everything else, feeling like your life is out of your hands, when in actual fact, you probably have more control over it than you think. Now, I won't pretend that it's easy, and I won't pretend that I know all of my patterns. There's probably loads that I'm unaware of, but I just wanted to talk about this because I thought it was really interesting, and I thought it was a really cool new way of looking at the problem areas in your life. Like, if there are things that keep happening that you feel like are so like, you're doomed, you've been dealt a bad hand by fate and it's just who you are and it's just how things are, instead take a step back and have a look for the patterns. Have a look where they're coming from. Are you enabling this to happen? Are you literally causing this to happen subconsciously or consciously? Are you taking control in the way that you can? Like, obviously we can't control everything, but are you trying to control the things that you can control? Are you being aware enough to be able to say, okay, this is a problem and I need to then take action towards this problem? So for me, definitely, one of the things that I now see as kind of a habit and a pattern in my life is my default reaction to change. When things change in my life, even if when it's exciting things or small changes, I still get knocked sideways. I still get scared. And the reason for that is, I don't know, feeling like I'm not good enough, like this change could be bad, that this change could make me unhappy, which is one of my deepest fears. I'm so scared of being unhappy for a long period of time. I think it's through going through bouts of depression, and maybe I now correlate unhappiness with depression. And naturally, I want to avoid that. I don't want to go through it again if I don't have to. And so I don't want this default to be what happens to me anymore. I don't want to naturally think, oh, a change is happening, so I must be scared, I must be stressed out about this, I must get overthinking about this and obsessive about this and never take a break, never stop thinking and trying to fix everything, right? Like, that's unhealthy. And I recognize that for myself. And I now have the vocabulary for it, like I say, to think about it as a habit, to think about it as a pattern. And habits, as we know, can be changed or got rid of or reformed, right? So if you want to change a habit, you either need to replace it with another one, or you need to detach yourself from it. And I think that an important part is the fact that you de-identify with it. So like I say, instead of me thinking, oh, I just am an overthinker, I just am an anxious person, you know, instead of me thinking that I am that person, I need to think that, okay, no, this is actually a habit that I've picked up along the way. It's something that I can work on. It might not be something that goes away completely, but it's something that I can work on, at least make better and easier to cope with, right? That's a lot easier to think about, and it gives the control back to me rather than thinking that I am at the mercy. So I feel like I've kind of rambled and talked at you a bit, but I just wanted you to really think about, what are the patterns in your life? What are the things that keep coming up? What are the defaults that you keep falling back to? What are the things that you're doing that you're probably doing habitually that you could actually zoom out and think, wow, actually, I didn't need to do that? Because like I say, for me, I know that there's certain changes coming in my life, but one, I can't necessarily avoid them. And two, I know that I'm equipped to deal with them, that there's nothing horrible is going to happen. Like, the worst thing that could happen is that I'm a little unhappy at first. And just like we know, you know, if you're unhappy, you are not a tree, you can move, you can change, you can do something else, right? So it's really not that big of a deal. But when your head feels like the default, the normal thing, the pattern, the habit is to freak out and to be overwhelmed and to be anxious and to take it way too far, then that's going to be the thing that you keep falling back into. Now, obviously, I would never patronize, I would never undermine or, you know, sugarcoat things like anxiety. I get it. I do have a clinically diagnosed anxiety disorder. I have social anxiety, and she threw around the terms of general anxiety disorder as well. So I do believe that I have a real mental illness, and so do a lot of you, I'm sure, that are listening to this as well. And so it's not necessarily that it's something that you can just fix, and I will never patronize and say you should just fix it, and I do not believe that I can just fix this for myself either. But having this new way of thinking about it does help me to feel a little more in control, and to have at least something that I can try to work towards, right? Rather than thinking that I'm doomed, I can think, well, actually, maybe I can chip away at this by being aware that it might be a habit that I keep falling into, rather than something that I'm doomed to just have happen, right? And obviously, this is not just about anxiety. I'm saying this for anything in life that you keep doing that you're not realizing that you're doing. Anything that could be dooming you and you're not realizing that the ball was in your court all along and you could fix it. So I'll leave you with this. Pay attention. All this week, pay attention. What does your default keep being? What are the problems that are arising? What keeps coming up that seems familiar? Is there any correlation between what you're doing and thinking, or what other people are doing and thinking you're allowing to become in your space and to affect your life? Is there anything that you could think, this has happened before. History is repeating itself and I don't like it. This is weird. Jot it down. Have a look. Take your highlighter and highlight the information that seems relevant, that seems like they go together, like they might be similar. And then take the time to think of a way that you can reform your habit, that you can get rid of your habit, that you can make new decisions for better for yourself. I hope this made sense. Sorry if it didn't. I really do recommend that you go to my website. I am so much better at writing than I am talking. So go to srcrawford.co.uk. There's so much information there for you guys about emotions, about patterns, about habits, about confidence, about, you know, life. So take care, guys, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.